Welcome to Friday. You can reach around very, very carefully. Pat yourself on the back. You made it. Congratulations. It's 11 minutes after 5 in the a.m., and we here at the Morning Show are very proud of you. Very, very proud of you. You've accomplished a lot this week.
It's like the Amazing Race. We congratulate you for arriving in Bangkok.
Very good.
You're here. Great.
You are here. You, unfortunately, are the fourth one to arrive. So, therefore, you'll not be getting a ride home.
We're not going to give you any special skills or drills that you have to do while you're here either, right? Except for the morning stumper.
Yeah, that's right. It's a musical.
Musical stumper today.
Are we actually going to do it this time, or are you going to screw it up again?
We have a musical stumper. It should be in there. Actually, I think I dated it wrong. I'll have to go look at the date.
No.
Musical
really?
Stumper is much better than having to make bricks out of mud with your feet.
Right.
Yes. Not as much fun as making wine, though. Stomping on grapes. Now, that's fun.
Hey, speaking of music, before we proceed, I want to invite everybody to come out and join me tomorrow at the Rock and Roll Revival at the Rothschild Pavilion. It's the last one, so come on out. We've always had a great time every year. This time, it's a fundraiser for the Honor Flight, and you'll be able to see a lot of great bands from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, including the band Cruise in their makeup doing a Kiss set.
You sounded just like a DJ.
Thank you.
Well, the hot hits from the 60s, 70s.
A stack of wicked wax. It's all the hits while you spray your pits.
Is that what you... Oh, God.
No, that's what the morning guy at our sister station, that was one of his taglines back in the day.
Oh.
Sebastian Oliver Stone, the morning mouth, playing the hits while you spray your pits. And the other one was playing the hits while you pop your zits.
Oh, that's... Wow, that's playing to the appropriate demographic,
sure,
isn't it?
Sure.
Nice.
But come on out to the Rothschild Pavilion.
Or lots while you great, take it, never mind.
Lots of great bands out there tomorrow, and it's the last time they're going to do it. So it runs from 3 to midnight tomorrow at the Rothschild Pavilion.
All right.
Yes, it's the last time we're burning the place down afterwards.
Now we're back. All
right. Right in the parking lot.
Welcome to the Flap Jackson Show, everybody.
Where's the duck sound? If we're going to do a show like that, we got to have
sound effects, right?
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Bicycle horn.
Sure.
We're also a gong like Venus Flytrap on WKRP, right?
Oh,
hello, my children.
Man. That just, you know, and I thought about that, and it's like, that's the kind of radio I will never, ever do.
Missed it, man. You missed the golden age.
No.
Seth got in too late.
He did.
I don't think too young.
I don't think I would have done it even then. It's such schlock.
Well,
you know,
I worked at a radio station once, AM station, that was transitioning from music to talk and information and news, and they wanted to do a music time machine weekend. They hired back one or two of their old disc jockeys from the 1960s. And they played music from the 1960s, but it was presented that way.
How do you work this damn digital
ding,
thing?
Ding, 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 WICC chime time, 504. Ding, 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 and now the weather. And you know what? Aside from the two old guys they hired back, they couldn't find newer people who could do it.
We're the Amos and Andy Show.
Listen to the George Carlin routine he does on radio, where he plays the disc jockey and the weatherman and the sports guy. Al Sleet, your hippy-dippy weatherman.
No. There's just no way I could do radio like that. I don't know. It's, to me, it's not honest. I mean, okay, now look, it's a great performance. All right, I'm not gonna disparage it at all.
It's a
great performance.
It's all performance.
Back in the 70s, there was a company that put out some record albums for each year of the 1960s, featuring the music of that year and a famous disc jockey from a major city in the United States.
Yeah.
They were called the Cruisin' Albums. And I had Cruisin' 1962, which featured Russ the Weird Beard Knight from Dallas. And it was all that. It was all sound effects, and he spoke in rhymes, and he had all kinds of nonsense going on. It was like Wolfman Jack on steroids.
And that's a lot. It's hard to do that. It is hard to come out and do that. How long were the shifts? Like 3 hours? Would they do a three-hour show?
Yeah.
Then it's hard to do that.
Especially when the records back then were 2.5 minutes long.
Yeah,
to show you
hat,
what a small world it is, Russ Knight, the Weird Beard, I worked with in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Really?
Wow.
In his later years, he was moving out of the big city to Bridgeport.
On his way down, he made stops in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Did he still have his weird beard?
He had a
beard sort of like yours. Only it was
dark black. Call me weird?
Thicker, more pirate-like, almost.
All right.
I knew him both as the Weird Beard and as a shaven and older disc jockey.
All right, everybody.
His hairline did not cooperate with the weird beard persona.
It's the morning show. It's a Flap Jackson morning show. We'll be right back with all kinds of crap and morning fun. And we'll even give you a pair of tickets to go see something.
Woman in Oregon wants to make a little extra cash. She's got a ranch, so she leases the ranch out to Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda.
Really?
By mistake.
Ah.
She has no idea. So now her ranch is an Al-Qaeda training ground in Oregon. It's like a summer camp up there. And at night, they sit around the campfire and tell scary stories about women voting. That's awful.
Feedback at 8, The Jerry Vader Show at 9 on WSAU.